Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show. The new Aviva in Malden opens tomorrow. Visit avivatrattoria.com/Malden. Now, here's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Rand Paul's on Fox News right now talking about how China is mocking the Biden administration's efforts. I don't know what efforts the Biden administration is making, especially towards China. It seems as if they're just saying, hey, you know, we'll wait and see. We'll see what they tell us. But in other news, this is what I've been waiting to talk to you guys about this all day, really for a while. Because it keeps coming up in a lot of different conversations I'm having with people, especially people my age, millennials, but also older people, too. And this is the question about remote working. This was something that I used to have a few friends who could work remotely. And that usually meant like they could be out on the golf course on Friday afternoons and they could say they were working remotely. But it wasn't something that was so widespread. It wasn't something that was very popular until the pandemic happened. And all of a sudden, companies, including financial companies and, you know, places like big companies, I'm not going to name any, but big financial companies, they had to change the rules up. Because there used to be all these restrictions about what you could take home with you and whatever, but they changed that because it was an emergency situation. Then what ended up happening is a lot of people got very comfortable working from home and actually enjoyed it. And now a lot of big office spaces don't know what to do because the employees don't want to come back. And a new study, I'm reading from the New York Post, the business section, it says remote workers put in longer hours, but were less efficient, study says. Employees are beginning to trickle back into their offices just in time after a new study found that remote work reduces productivity. And this is my question for the audience. Do you think that's true? Because I've had friends who have said to me, I'm not going back, into the office. I'm twice as productive at home. I get things done. It's a different lifestyle. You know, I get to work out. I get to go for a walk during the day. You know, I get to do my work from my bed. I get to stay in sweatpants. I mean, there are definitely some perks. People like it. I can be, you know, when my kids get home from school or if the kids are even at school, they're home. And people got very used to it. Then you have the flip side. And the flip side is saying you need, especially in certain businesses like sales, certain industries, you need that competitive edge. You need to have a boss. I don't want to say breathing down your neck, but you need somebody kind of corralling the gang together, putting forth some goals. But that's kind of becoming an ancient mindset now. Like the fact that, oh, we don't need these boomer bosses looking over us and making sure we're doing our job. We can be trusted to do it ourselves. And there are some people who can, you know, and if you have the numbers to prove it, if this last year of your life, you've put forth the best numbers ever because you don't have Karen talking to you at the water cooler, then maybe you should be able to work from home. But my question for people is, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, 844-500-4242. I don't know if these companies can make people come back in, especially once you've opened the door to this. It's kind of like you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Once they realize that they can work from home. And then what I think is going to happen is people are going to start to say, well, I don't feel safe in the office. And that's kind of like carte blanche, you know, you say that and you're good. You have a force field around you. They can't do anything because now they're jeopardizing your safety. The study, which surveyed the remote work habits of 10,000 employees at an Asian technology company between April 2019 and August 2020, found a 20% decrease in output. Although the workers seemed to work longer hours, they were not as efficient as they would be in a structured workplace. The study found that although the workers spent 30% more time working from home, their productivity fell as they spent more time in meetings with their bosses to constantly outline their responsibilities. I am a bit... here's the thing, is that I run into people sometimes who I ask, like, oh, what are you doing now? Are you in the office? Whatever. And if they like working from home, the amount of passion they have for the fact that they want to keep working from home, it's something. Like, they start making their pitch to me as if I'm their boss. Well, I do this better. I don't have the distractions. You know, I eat healthier. I feel better. I have more time with my family. And I'm sitting there going, hey, I'm not making you go back in. But there are people who want their employees back in the office.
Yeah, I have actually have two friends who are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. One, she loves working from home. She never wants to go back into the office. The other one I was talking to on Saturday, and she was saying that she is, I don't want to say stir crazy, but she's going nuts because there used to be for her a division between her work life and her home life. And now the work life is encroaching on that. And she was saying, you know, it's one of those situations where if I can't sleep at 3 a.m, I just get on the computer and try to get my work done early. So it's completely messing up all of the rhythm, and that she would give almost anything to get back into the office.
It's the put on pants theory. You know,
yeah.
I always say if I didn't have this job to come into, I worry that I'd be in my pajamas all day long because this is why I put on real clothes. And sometimes I wear stretchy pants to the office, but it's better than my PJs. But I think a lot of people just got used to that, Jared. They do their work in their bed. They go to sleep in their bed and nothing really changes. And I agree with you because it becomes like you're working from home, but you're also living at work. There's two sides to the coin. Charlie, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I've been working from home for over 25 years. I'm in the real estate field, appraising. And I've worked for big firms and trained in the offices and all that. And then when I went on my own, I have a huge garage, 4-car. I put an office in the back. I'm in my sweats all day until I go out on the road and do some work. And there's nothing like it. I can go for a walk. I can take a break. I can watch a TV show that I want to watch for 20 minutes or half an hour. Eat. I've been doing it. I've been living the life. I guess I was a forerunner of this.
Yeah, you are ahead of your time. And there is an element of you do save a lot of money. Like if you're not buying all these clothes to wear into the office, because I always had, even in college when I worked at certain places, I had to buy not a lot of stuff, but you have to buy the button-ups and the stuff that you would never be caught dead in outside of work. But you figure, yeah, that's okay for my work, for my coworkers to see me in that. You're not like your clothes aren't something that you really love, but you wear it because it's office appropriate. So now people aren't buying those. People aren't spending money. There's a lot of things that you're not spending money on gas to get into work.
Which now is awesome.
Yeah. Now that could be the excuse. I can't afford it.
I think the commute time, too, is a big thing for people. Like, I'm up on the North Shore. During the pandemic, it took me 20-something minutes to get to our location. Now, everybody's back on the road. It takes me 45 minutes. Fridays, it takes me about an hour and a half to get home.
Yeah, and Jared, you bring up a great point because here's the other part of this. Especially here in Boston or in New England, you have a lot of people who, what do? On Fridays.
Take that early day.
And they go to the Cape.
They go to the Cape or they go up to New Hampshire or Maine. So you're whipped both ways.
So I have friends now who are planning on going to the Cape now and staying there all summer. And if you think you're going to convince them to come back into the office at this point, you're out of your mind.
Sorry, we need the Harrison file.
They're not coming. And I understand that some people are going to say, well, you know, I do a better job. There are probably people who do great work from home. But if they let you do your work from home, then they got to let everybody do their work from home. And I know there's some people who don't do good work from home. I know there's some people who, like that guy who just called in, he sounds like he's got it down pat. But he says, you know, he watches a TV show. That's good for him. But someone else might watch a season of a TV show. You don't know what's going on. People like to have especially if you own a company, you like to have an idea of what's happening. Even if you just do the walk by and you make sure everyone's not on Facebook all day long or whatever people go on now, Instagram. It's just good to have somebody in the area checking in. John, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John. John?
Hello, Grace.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, great. Yeah. The thing is, Grace, it's selfishness. Okay? People will sit in their sweats, like you say, sit there. They don't give it. They don't give a heck about the sub shop owner. They don't care about the guy that's got to foot the bill for that office building. They don't care about anything. We're kind of moving all towards the liberal left who doesn't care about anything except their little agendas, this and that. And it's softened in America. It's brutal. It's the worst thing that could happen. We should all say, look, let's get back to America, back to work, back to dressing up, back to taking care of us. Back to living the American dream, or there will be no American dream.
Yeah, no.
We go out. Go ahead.
Well, John, I'm glad you brought up the dressing up thing because you just made me think of something. When I was younger, my dad worked in the stock market. He used to wear, this was probably when I was really young. He used to wear the fancy, you know, like you dress like you're the Wall Street, like Michael Douglas, the suspenders, and, you know, people gel their hair back. It was a whole different time. And then as I got older, all these big companies in Boston, they started relaxing the dress code. And I remember my mom saying it, like she would think back and she would see all my dad's, you know, blazers and say, he used to have to wear those in every day. And now he barely has to wear them. He can wear a golf shirt because that's what everybody in the offices was wearing. And she would kind of look back fondly at the time where it was you really dressed up to go into work. Now, my mom, I'm thinking to myself, what do you think now, Mom? Now people won't even put on pants to go down the street, let alone suspenders. Suspenders are out of the question. A tie? A tie? Have you lost your mind, Gene? That's never coming back. I remember my brother said that to me one time about my dad. He said, should I get Dad a tie for Father's Day? I said, are you daft? No, don't get him a tie. When's he going to wear that? Nobody wears ties anymore. Get him a golf shirt. That was a side rant, but I hope you enjoyed it. All right, I see you guys on the line. We'll take all these calls after the break. 844-500-4242. The reviews are in for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier, and they are great reviews, Jared. We've been getting people calling up saying, I bought three of them. I bought five of them. I have them all over my house. I have one in my car. People love this product.
As well they should. It's a great product. It's been fantastic for me, for my allergies, especially lately. Hopefully allergy season is coming to an end soon, but it's clean, purified air that you're breathing if you have the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It's a small unit. You can plug it into just the wall outlet. You don't need any special equipment. You don't need to change filters. You don't need extension cords. You don't need any of that. You just plug it in, you turn it on, and within minutes, it ionizes the air. It starts killing all the allergens, the pollutants, some viruses, odors that are in the air. It purifies everything around you. It is a great product, and I cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah, and if you're stuck at home, if you're working from home, you're microwaving your lunches and dinners and everything's happening, you want to clear out that air after a while.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not judging, but sometimes if you don't have to go out, you take a couple days off from showering and you don't really notice what's going on.
This is getting worse and worse. I didn't even think of that. You think people are skipping the showers now that they're working from home? That's a possibility. Yeah, so you definitely want to get your hands on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Buy a couple. That's what I've been hearing from people is they buy a few, they stick them around the house. Very small, easy to use, but they are powerful. You will love this. Order the Thunderstorm today at EdenPure.com. Click on the Grace banner and put in code word GRACE10. The problem room will never be a problem again. That's EdenPure.com. Click on the Grace banner and put in code word GRACE10. Now, when we get back, we're going to continue discussing this. What is your take? Are you thinking, Grace, there's no issue working from home. I'm way more productive. I do a lot more. Or maybe you're retired, but your kid's working from home and you like having them there and they're in the kitchen and it's fun and whatever. Or maybe you're like my younger brother and you're like, I got to get out of this house. I got to go socialize. I got to meet with people. I got to shake some hands. We want to hear from you, 844-500-4242. It's the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley.
wearing a tiara when I came in here? Because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post-hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
All right, so we're talking about working from home, working remotely. Does the model work? Does it need improvement, or is it here to stay? And I want to take calls from you guys. I see you on the lines, 844-500-4242. But something I'm trying to get better at is reading the text line, because we get a lot of great texts and I don't pay enough attention to them. So if you want to text in, you text Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y, to 63566, and then you write your message. 207 says, the thing that employers, and for that matters, employees, miss out on with a work from home model is office synergy. Greg might know the boss of XYZ Manufacturing, and Heidi in sales has been trying to get that account for months. Hanging around the cake at George's retirement party, they make a connection, and Greg calls his buddy and introduces Heidi to him. I do understand that. It is a small world. It's a lot less of a small world when everyone's holed up in their bedrooms on Zoom. It's more of a small world when you get to talking. You know what? It's like I said to Will one time, when I get married, usually the conversation I have with people when they hear my last name's Curley is, oh, is your great-great-grandfather James Michael? No. Oh, but is your uncle Billy? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know Billy from... And I said, it's funny that when you change your name, people don't know that connection. And Will said to me, give them 5 minutes talking to you and you'll figure out the connection. You know what I mean? Because that's how conversations go. You go from point A to point B. But if you're all at home, 207's absolutely right. You miss out on that. And there's a lot of money that you miss out on because those are lucrative opportunities. Tom, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Grace, how are you? Can you hear me okay? I'm in the car.
You sound great. Go ahead.
So I work for a major financial corporation, European-based, but I work in the United States. Our productivity has been up 60% since March of last year, 2020. Here's the deal. Anybody that's in my corporation, and by the way, we're still not open full. We're open for select employees. We're not open full. But anybody that's 22 years old to about 34, 35, they can't wait to get back to the office. They're sick of being at home. They want human interaction. They want to go out for a Starbucks around 2 or 3. They want to meet their buddies and their colleagues at 4 or 5 for a happy hour. If they have to go back to work, they'll do it. Then they want to go out for dinner. Nobody wants to be at home. It's ridiculous. For guys like me, family man, I'm 55, Grace. I've been doing it for 30 years. I'm burnt out on Manhattan. I'm burnt out on the city. I'm burnt out on the commute. But that's cool because I still want to go in, but when I want to. But I've always gone in when I want to, like 2 or 3 days a week. That's totally cool. And also, the final point I want to make, if people are okay going out to restaurants again and bars, then they should be okay getting back to the office. It's very simple. You want to be out in society, hanging out with your vaccination, then get back to work. Doesn't have to be 5 days a week. Nobody's expecting that, but get in and be a part of society again.
I agree. I agree, Tom. I think that was perfectly said. I totally agree. I mean, it's about all of us getting back to normal, and that is a normal part, is getting up in the morning, putting on pants. They might not be comfortable. Maybe putting on a little lipstick. That's just me. I'm not telling that to anyone else. Brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, and then getting in there. I know sometimes it sucks. I know sometimes you hit traffic. I know sometimes you don't want to. But that does seem like part of what our society has always done. And it's worked thus far until this past year. All right. We're going to hang on to these callers. I see you guys, 844-500-4242. I'm excited that people want to talk about this. I'm sure there's different opinions on it. I tend to agree with Tom. And we will get to that. But really quickly here, today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will you get vaccinated so you can participate in the Vax Millions giveaway?
No.
92% of the audience says no.
All righty. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. We're going to grab all your calls on the other side. What do you think? Do you want to work from home forever, or are you just dying to get back into the office? Let us know. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Remote workers put in longer hours, but were less efficient, studies say. Some of my callers are disagreeing. In their specific companies, they were a lot more productive. Employees are beginning to trickle back into their offices. A new study finds that in its survey, the remote work habits of 10,000 employees at an Asian technology company, it found a 20% decrease in output. So I'm asking my listeners what they think about this. You know, are they looking forward to going back to work, or do they think the game has changed completely? Amanda, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hey, Grace, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so I kind of agree with the last caller in that I'm a very social person. So when the last office job that I had, I really liked to be in the office around people, but there were definitely times, especially if I had a big project, where if I could work from home, I would get way more work done because I wouldn't get interrupted. But also, the last time I went into a furniture store talking about dressing down, I literally didn't know who worked there because everybody was in jeans and nobody had name tags on. And then finally somebody walked up to me and was like, hey, do you need some help? I'm like, I don't know who the heck works here.
That's a good point, Amanda. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, jeans are what a lot of people consider dressing up at this point. If you're not in a complete velour sweatsuit, you are raising the bar.
These are the formal jeans. They're boot cut.
I have ripped jeans on right now. I never would have done this 2 years ago. But at one point, we were all just showing up in our pajamas, so I figured, I can get away with it. Thank you for the call, Amanda. That's interesting. Yeah, I do think there's an element of distraction when you're in a big office, but there's also, especially with sales, an element of competition, because you see how hard everyone else is trying around you. You want to find that money. You want to make that money, and you work really hard. Actually, the mailroom manager has a piece coming out soon in Talkers, and it's all about that, and I'll be sure to tweet that out to everyone, but it does depend on the industry. Certain industries, you feed off one another. That's just how it's always gone. In other ones, you can put your head down and not talk to anyone for a couple hours. When I do all of my stuff for Boston Herald, Spectator, I'm in a room, not to sound like Charlie Baker, in a room, but I shut my bedroom door, I blast the AC, and I sit in there for 3 or 4 hours, and I just type away. No distractions. I don't have any music on, I don't have the TV on, but I can't do this by myself in my room. I have to be around everybody. It like feeds into the energy of it. Dave, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Well, I'm going to disagree with both callers. I'm a construction worker. It has been beautiful not having these yuppies on the road, bringing their office calls with them on Bluetooth, not paying attention to what they're doing because they're too busy with the conference call on their phones. It's just been great. We get to work early, and we get to go home and see our family a little earlier than sitting in hours and hours of traffic because these people are working from home. So I think they should stick to it if they can.
Yeah, and Dave, what you just brought up is what a lot of people feel about traffic, which is I keep reading people saying it's given me a new lease on life. You know, not having to factor in an hour here, an hour there. And that's something that I don't think employers understand, is that when you're making a tough commute, my mom used to make a brutal commute, and it affects you mentally. It wears you down over time. You can find all the good podcasts, go to gracecurlyshow.com, and that can help you on your ride in. But after a while, you get fed up, and you just get burnt out. I do think there's a part of that. So I think what the other caller brought up about maybe doing some days on, some days off, I think that's definitely the way they're going to ease into this. But I don't know. What are you laughing at?
508. Grace, shorter men love working from home. It levels the playing field for them. Taller men tend to get promoted more in the office.
I wonder if that's true.
Yeah.
My little brother can't wait to go back into the office, and he's pretty tall. So
also, somebody texted that their friend's son has been working from Columbia for 2 months, and the employer has no idea.
No, I have a few friends who, right when this happened, actually, so speaking of my brother, he's probably the best example because I'm not going to get in trouble for mentioning him. But he, when he found out that they were going to do remote learning at his company, he immediately booked a flight to San Diego. Immediately, within like a week, he was out there. Because he figured if I'm working from a computer, I might as well be able to take a dip in the ocean while I'm there. Maybe walk and get some good tacos. And he's been out there ever since. Hasn't come back. And since then, he's gotten a different job in San Diego. But, and I have other friends who did the same thing. They've been mulling over, maybe moving, maybe checking out a new city. And they did it. And a lot of them, they stayed with their same company. They just moved to a whole different place. But then it gets kind of interesting because then you have events and stuff where the company kind of expects you to come back and suddenly you're flying back and forth a lot. It adds up. 844-500-4242. Okay, so now before we do anything else, I want to do a real quick producer's picks here. So, you know, we can't do producer's picks like that. I got to say it like I always say it. It's time for producer's picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day. Producer's Picks.
All right. This is the time of day where Jared, who is in studio, there's no working from home at the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Never.
Tells us all of his favorite stories of the day. Take it away, good sir.
All right. Well, this is relatively new. Jack Posobiec, who we had on, I think, last week for his book about Antifa, tweeted this out, breaking, Labor Party member comments, quote, at least Trump was attentive, unquote, and says Biden can't keep up with G7 events or follow note cards, per a White House official.
Yes, and speaking of the note cards, I've actually seen that Biden did have, I'm looking it up here, he did have some sort of cheat sheets he was looking at. And the problem now with cameras is that you can zoom in on the cheat sheets and then you know exactly what he's going for. So if I find that, I'll let you guys know. But the guy's not lying. Joe Biden took a 20-second pause mid-sentence. If I did that, Jared, you'd pull me off the air.
It was only 6 seconds, but yes, it was the equivalent of 20 seconds in dog years.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's when I was a waitress. They used to say, if you put down a bowl of soup in front of someone and you don't give them a spoon and then you go to get a spoon after and it takes you 10 seconds, it feels like 10 minutes to the person with the bowl of soup. When the president of the United States is finally speaking in front of a microphone, a 5-second pause for me, it feels like 5 years.
So more Biden news, sort of. The media is giving President Joe Biden's administration and Department of Justice the credit for this. But the Department of Justice wrote court documents Monday that are trying to get the death penalty reinstated for Dzhokhar Tsarnaev.
So good.
That's a good, you know, I don't care who gets the credit on that one, honestly.
No, me either.
Just reinstate it. We'll get that going.
I agree with that.
So Carol Roth is somebody that I hadn't heard of. But she is an author of a book called The War on Small Businesses, which was basically about what happened to small businesses during the time of COVID. And to accompany that, she released on her Twitter a bracket. And I don't know if this is in the book or not, but there's a bracket, the worst governor for small business bracket. And there's a shameful 16, a hateful 8, the final 4, and then the champions. Now, I'm not going to go through all the seeding, but Andrew Cuomo is a 1 seed, probably going to win.
Yes, I think he's going to win the whole thing.
I think he has a good chance to run to chalk, as they say. But there were two notable exceptions on here that I did not see. One, Charlie Baker, and one, Janet Mills.
Yeah, I noticed that, and I thought Howie Carr is going to be livid. Charlie Baker, he gets... Here's the issue. He gets forgotten about because he's technically a Republican, so they don't consider him. I think they give him a pass a little bit. But he's just he might not be just as bad as Andrew Cuomo, but he's up there with the rest of them.
No, he's not a murderer, but I mean, he destroyed a lot of small businesses.
Oh, by the way, Jared,
this bracket.
Can I circle back here?
Yes.
you mentioned the note cards that Joe Biden had. I actually have a picture of one of them. It says, "The President, DOJ Talking Points, Sunday, June 13th, 2021. Trump abused power / Trump DOJ out of control. Now we have to clean it up. I've made it clear this DOJ will reflect my values and principles and priorities, not Donald Trump's." So that's, I can only see that much of the note card, but that's four times he has Trump on his note cards.
Yikes. Just let it go, guys.
Big print, too. Old people print.
It's like some people may remember this, but when he had the gigantic numbers on the phone keypad for the aged among us.
Yes. That's what it is.
And, you know, speaking of, I was just talking about Janet Mills. So Massachusetts today, like, it's officially done. This is the day, done, over, donezo.
Yeah, the emergency is over.
Emergency's done, yeah. Vermont, even, they're at 80% vaccination rate, I guess. So Vermont, yeah, they're done. But Janet Mills is still holding on.
I know.
So apologies to our Maine listeners that you got to put up with that.
Big time apologies. I was on WGAN over the weekend, and I was talking to Aaron Chadbourne about this, and he said, we were just discussing how, at that point, it's just her rubbing it in your face that she could do it. There's no other explanation for why she's holding on to it besides letting you know that she's in charge.
And again, not downplaying what happened in Maine, but in terms of the impact of COVID cases and deaths, it was not one of the top burners in the country for that. I mean, it just seems
None of this makes
draconian.
Any sense.
Yeah.
None of it makes any sense.
Well, we did mention earlier Jon Stewart on Stephen Colbert. And I hate to bring up Colbert twice in a show because it's just not funny. Even I can't even play the licking the spatula sound anymore.
I don't encourage you to ever play that again.
But Dana Carvey, who was on Saturday Night Live, you know, he's been in a bunch of different movies. He used to do an impression of George H.W. Bush that he was very famous for. So I'm going to play a little bit of that.
Now, during my campaign for president, certain things were said. Things like, read my lips, no new taxes. And when I said it, I meant it.
So that was one of his more famous impressions. Well, he's actually circled back, and now he does a Joe Biden impression on the Stephen Colbert Show. And this is what that sounds like.
Look, folks are hurting, okay? You know, I grew up in Scranton. You know, my dad lost his job. He says, Joey, I lost my job. I said, what are you going to do, Pops? He says, I'm going to stare at the ceiling and think about what to do. So Pop would stare for hours a day at the ceiling. I'd say, Pops, can I stare for you for a while? So I'd go in and I'd stare so he could shower and whatnot and go to Trader Joe's, get paper towels and avocados. And, you know, all that good stuff.
Mr. President.
Yeah. What? Was it? Oh, it's great to be here, Merv. Come on. How are you?
I'm not Merv.
Sorry about that, Conan. Johnny.
That's good. I'm glad he brought up the staring at the ceiling. How many times, Jared, have I said he always, every story with his dad, he's either losing his job or he's staring at the ceiling.
Yeah, and he got the Pop in too and the Joey.
Joey. Hey. That was very good.
Yeah, so Dana Carvey, been a little absent for a while, but great impressionist. Glad he's back. That's the only reason that I would hope for an elongated Biden stay is to get more Dana Carvey impressions.
Well, let's not get crazy. It's a good impression. It's not that good.
And breaking news that should shock nobody. Fox whistleblower Ivory Hecker has been suspended from Fox 26 after she told them that the Fox Corp was muzzling her and that she was reporting them to Project Veritas during a hit on the newscast.
That's one way to prove somebody right.
Yep.
They're muzzling me. You're fired. How's that for a muzzle? Well, I hope she'll get another gig somewhere. I mean, you see somebody being that brave.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a journalist. You definitely hire them.
She'll come out of this better.
By the way, Jared, quick question. I'm watching Fox. It says milk prices spiking and latest sign of inflation. And that brings me to my question for you. You got to pick a milk at the store. What do you go for?
In terms of like percentage?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a 1% guy.
Oh, interesting.
Skim's a little too much like water for me, but anything above that is like drinking cream, and I can't.
I'm a whole milk girl.
Oh.
Through and through.
Oh, my God.
Now, the problem you have nowadays, you go to like Starbucks or something, and you say whole milk, and they mishear you, and they think you said oat milk.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then you're in a dangerous spot. So now I say whole milk, and I spell it for them because I'm like, please don't give me oat milk.
You sound like Biden. Whole milk.
Oh. whole milk. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's good for the economy. Okay?
Staring at the ceiling, Joey.
Oh, by the way, guys, really quick before we go here, a chance to win the Aviva VIP lunch on Thursdays. I'm throwing this out. I know you guys are loving the text line, 63566. You text your answer in. Start your answer with the word curly, and you'll be in the text line. Here's the Aviva Trattoria trivia question of the day to come in here to the Aviva studio and have a delicious lunch with me. First question, which of Howie's books did Grace help design the cover for? It's a little bit of a stretch. I don't know if I would say design the cover, but I had a little bit of input, and Howie was kind enough to mention me in the book because of it. All right, so I'll wait for that answer. It's 63566. Start your answer with the word curly. Which book did I help Howie with the cover for? And if you are correct, we'll call you. We'll get you in here for the Aviva VIP lunch on Thursdays. Very excited about that. We'll be right back with Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. It's time for the car crossover, and it's brought to you by Exit Realty with locations all over New England. Exit Realty has you covered. To learn more about the Exit Realty difference, go to exitrealty.com/New England. Howie Carr, thank you for joining the show.
My pleasure, Grace.
I just want to add in here, we just did a Trattoria trivia, and the winner gets to come in studio. It's a VIP experience for the Grace Curley Show, you might say.
Yes.
And the trivia question was, which cover of one of Howie's books did I help design? And again, design is a strong word, but I gave my input. And no one has gotten this right yet. So I'm going to eliminate a few for you guys. It was not Plug Uglies. It was not Ratman. And it was not What Really Happened. So you have a way better shot now. Text into 63566 to win your Trattoria trivia. All right, Howie, what do you have on deck for today? I know you're looking at this Charlie Baker stuff a little bit.
Yeah, we're looking at the new lottery. And, you know, I just want to suggest that they should have a lottery for people, only people who were laid off as a result of his catastrophic lockdowns over the last 15 months.
Restaurant owners. Only.
Yeah, that's like, it'd be like 500,000 people would be taking part in that lottery. Maybe 500,000 to 700,000 people.
Well, did you see that new bracket that came out?
What's that?
It's East Coast versus West Coast, small business killers, and it's all governors.
Yeah.
So you have the New England governors and the West Coast governors, but you know who they left off?
Charlie Parker.
Yep.
In this case, it was an advantage to be a Republican because everybody has overlooked the Republicans. But I mean, I'd rate him like number three, you know, behind Cuomo and Murphy. I would rate him as the third. I mean, just in looking at the stats.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
if you were voting for, you know, least valuable governor, LVG, he would have to be right up there.
Jerry, can we actually play here? I know we're running out of time, but just that cut of him announcing that the emergency's over, because I just want to hear how sad he must sound about this. I think it's one of the last cuts on the list.
Today, as everybody knows, I think is June 15th, which marks the end of the state of emergency, which is another turning point here in Massachusetts in the fight against COVID.
Did he say that with a tear rolling down his cheek? He sounds so sad.
Good time Charlie's got the blues.
Cheer up, Charlie. Howie Carr is coming up next. Don't go anywhere, guys.